On the 30th of May last year, Kim Sayet was working in her office in the grandly porticoed National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. The gallery is one of the most important branches of the Smithsonian Institution, the complex of national museums that for almost 200 years has told the story of the nation. The director's suite, large enough to host a small party, has a grandeur befitting the museum's role as the keeper of portraits of the United States' most significant historical figures. Sayet was working beneath the gaze of artworks from the collection, including a striking 1952 painting of Mary Mills, a military-uniformed African-American nurse, and a bronze head of jazz and blues singer Ethel Waters. It seemed like an ordinary Friday. Until, that is, an anxious colleague came in to tell Sayet that the President of the United States had personally denounced her on social media. Upon the request and recommendation of many people, I am hereby terminating the employment of Kim Sayet as Director of the National Portrait Gallery, Donald Trump had posted on Truth Social. According to the post, Sayet was a highly partisan person and a strong supporter of diversity and inclusion programs, which by an executive order on his inauguration day, 20th of January, he had eradicated from federal agencies.